Are you ready?
Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about adult learning here at Vectis Radio, then send me an email, ian.mac@vectisradio.fm.
For your big moment, though, let's see who played who. Okay, so Michelle Herbert, who did she play? I'll give you a clue. You met her.
Trisha Yates.
Would you have got it if I hadn't told you?
No.
No. And you met her. See, this is my point. Those people that didn't go on and do other stuff, you only remember who they played.
Yeah.
So just say, for instance, go back in your mind. When Tucker was at school, he used to hang around with Benny. And there was a big chunky chap as well. Do you remember him?
Yes.
His name was, or he was...
George Humphreys?
Do you know what? It's just really strange because you got, you know, half his surname and half his real name and half his stage name. He's played by George Armstrong.
That's it.
And he played Alan Humphreys. I don't know whether they had a nickname for him or anything like that. Do you remember the guy Ziggy?
Ziggy.
He was the Scouse guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
We'll come to him in a minute, because I think he's an interesting character, because they changed his name at some point. Let me just have a little look. Who did Amanda Mealing play? Do you remember a lady called Tracy Edwards? I don't remember her.
No.
I don't remember her being in it, and it would have been 1980. She was only in three episodes. Sue Tully played who?
Otto.
You don't know, do you?
Forgotten now.
Because you just remember her as...
Yeah.
No, you don't. It's Suzanne Ross. You just remember as Michelle. Michelle from EastEnders, who got pregnant by Dirty Den. Norman Gripper. Do you remember Gripper? Because he was the bully, wasn't he?
Oh, he was.
Didn't he? I'm pretty sure that he played... Didn't he play Mark Fowler, the original Mark Fowler, and he sadly died in real life? Mark Savage was his name. So Lee McDonald, what was his character's name? Full character's name?
Zamo.
Yeah, but
McDonald.
No. It's Samuel Zamo Maguire. Just say no. Faye Lucas was played by Alison
Bettles.
Yes. Where did that come from?
Wow.
See, you're living up to your...
I even met her too.
Okay. Who did Erkan Mustafa play?
Roland.
It did. No one ever remembers Erkan, do they? Oh, obviously you did. Let me just see if I can find another couple here. Gary Love. Now, Gary Love's an interesting one because he was in... do you remember Soldier Soldier?
I remember Soldier Soldier.
That's a great programme. They should bring that one back. That was great. Because who were the famous people from Soldier Soldier who went on to have, like, pop careers?
Robson and Jerome.
That they were. But Gary Love was someone that used to hang around with them in the show. And Gary Love played Jimmy McLaren in Grange Hill all those years ago. See, is that it? Is that the lot now? Is there any more? There's Sean Maguire. He was a big name for a little while, pop star. Sean Maguire played Terence Ratcliffe. His nickname was Tegs.
I remember him.
Yeah. Julie Buckfield. Wasn't she in... Was it 2.4 Children or was it another comedy?
2.4 Children.
And she, I'm pretty sure, didn't she have a relationship with one of either Ant or Deck?
One of the two.
I'm pretty sure it was one of the two, yeah. Let's have a look and see if we can find one more. One more big one. No, there isn't any more. Not that really leap out, but as soon as you see them, I think they're probably bigger when you see them, name-wise. We're up to 1999, and I can't see anybody there. All the ones that you remember are the ones that are probably from your childhood in the first 10, 15 years. I'm looking at all the people there from through the 2000s, because it stopped in 2007, I believe. It may still be, yeah, 2007, 2008. Wasn't there a rumour that they were going to bring it back?
Yeah, into a movie.
No, not a movie.
Oh, yes.
All right, so that's our trip down memory lane. You did all right. You surprised me with a few answers there. Do you want to introduce this next song?
We're going to... We're going to play Blondie, Pretty Baby.
And you're like squinting. You're like looking at the screen thinking, and you screwed your little face up because you haven't heard this song, have you?
No.
No, you're not aware of this song.
I'm not aware of it,
Let me just point out that. Do you remember an album called Parallel Lines?
No, that's before my time.
Yeah, all right, okay, don't rub it in. All right, Parallel Lines came in at about 1978. It had loads and loads of hits on it. It had loads of fantastic tracks on it. This was one that was never released as a single. It's called Pretty Baby,